Hello and welcome to Paleo Cinema Podcast 162. My name's Terry Frost and it's another music podcast. Yes, I was going to do a podcast in the air about air crash movies. I did record the introduction to that podcast and I will continue and finish that podcast when I get back to Melbourne. But at the moment, I'm on the other side of the continent in the lovely city of Perth. Perth's an unusual city in that it's the most isolated, and I'm getting lots of beepy things there. It's the most isolated city of more than a million people in the world. The nearest city of equal size, or of more than a million people in the world, is 2,000 kilometres away from here, which is Adelaide. So it's right on the bottom left-hand side of the Australian continent. Beautiful city, really well laid out, lovely people. Even the people in traffic are polite and let you merge correctly and all that kind of thing. So Sal and I have been here for a few days and we caught up with a couple of people and we kind of had a good time with it as well. But it does kind of preclude me from not doing normal types of podcasting. There just aren't the resources here. I don't have all of my reference books. I don't have all of the other resources I have at home. So I'm doing a music podcast this summer and I'm going to play a little bit of music that I enjoy. And just kind of roll with it from there. And there's going to be a lot of noise, which I hopefully will edit out here. Now, the first piece of music I'm going to play for you this time around is from a woman who was convicted of murder. Her name's Claudine Longer, and she was married for a time to the singer Andy Williams. She is a French woman who killed her boyfriend, a guy called Spider Savage, who was a skier, of all things. Up at Aspen, Colorado, way back in the day. She did do a few movies as well and some TV series. She was the love interest in the Peter Sellers movie, The Party, where he played the Indian guy, and it was a Blake Edwards movie. It was very big at the time, but it now doesn't play too well. But anyway, here is Claudine Longer and her version of A Man and a Woman, Un Homme et une Femme.
Viens.
once a while ago on Paleo Cinema Podcast, I talked about a movie I enjoyed a lot called Hotel, starring Rod Taylor. I think I did it with Dr. Zom, as I recall. And we talked about the jazz singer in the bar of the hotel in the movie. It was played by Carmen McRae, and I like Carmen McRae's music, and I recently acquired her entire discography, which blew me away because there's just such a wide range of jazz standards there and songs. And it's on my playlist, and it's on my iPod, and I play it a lot because I've got so much of it to get through, and it's just top quality mid-20th century jazz. Now, this first track I'm going to play is called Woman Talk, and it's kind of like a jazz poem almost. It's kind of not exactly a jazz standard kind of song. It plays with the format a little bit, and I found it kind of interesting. So here's Woman Talk from Carmen McRae.
Woman chatter, woman talk, woman chatter, woman talk. We sit around in the shade, using the good day God made, just gossiping till it's noon soon. What phases you and what thrills me, and what we think our men do. One lazy palm leaf to fan, two lazy ladies who just sit gossiping till it's noon soon. And if those men could only hear what we ladies say, woman chatter, woman talk, for men are to blame, not understanding. They take, they break, they're so demanding. Always they wreck, always they take, always they play the clown. They're so incredibly lazy, they're so lazy that it's crazy the things they do to you. They're always out, out and about the town, dear. And men are such liars, such liars at times, and men are so stubborn. What can you do? Really very stubborn, I put it to you. Oh, if only they could hear us talking, only hear us talking, see us sitting here and talking, dear. We're two girls with a grievance, what'll we do? We should leave those men alone on their own. Yes, I'm putting it to you, I'm putting it to you, dear. I put it to you, only here, right here, where they could hear. I tell those men again what they could do while we just sit alone. We sit alone in the shade and talk the kind of talk we girls keep a talking to hide thoughts. Talk. Oh, if those men could only hear what we ladies say. Woman chatter, woman talk. Woman chatter, woman talk. Woman chatter, woman talk.
Thank you.
The second track I'm going to play from Carmen McRae is actually a version with lyrics of a rock solid jazz standard, being Dave Brubeck's Take Five. I once heard Brubeck play that because I saw him in concert in the 1980s, and Brubeck really bashed the shit out of the piano and played Take Five, and it was just mind-blowingly good. But there are lyrics to this which has got a really unusual time signature. Take Five is in a 5-4 time signature, which is very unusual. It's a bit like Blue Rondo a la Turk, which is another Dave Brubeck track, which was also done in a really weird time signature. But anyway, here is the version by Carmen McRae with Dave Brubeck's band of the jazz standard Take Five.
Your busy day and take the time out to see I'm alive. Though I'm going out of my way just so I can pass by each day, not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and not a play. Our eyes open meet, idle tingles down to my feet. When you smile that's much too discreet, sends me on my way. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? You could offer a light. Start a little conversation now, it's all right. Just take five, just take five. Start a little conversation now, it's all right. Just take five, just take five. You better take five if you want to stay alive. Every now and then grab five, not ten, just five. I'm gonna give you five. You better take five.
Scott Walker is one of my favourite singers. Not the Scott Walker politician guy in America that I keep seeing on Facebook feeds, but the 1960s Scott Walker, the guy who was in the Walker Brothers. Fantastic singer, incredibly eccentric, incredibly talented, incredibly cool. Now, I have two tracks from Scott Walker's early albums. The first one's a song I really like, written by Jackie Trent and Tony Hatch. And, I think it's very Scott Walker-y, very cool. He was a kind of crooner who worked during the time when 1960s pop sensibilities weren't really kind of in favour of crooners. So this track is the Jackie Trent and Tony Hatch song When Joanna Loved Me. I really like it. I like the orchestral stuff in the background. I really like Scott Walker putting this one across.
Today is just another day. Tomorrow is a guess, but yesterday, oh, what I'd give for yesterday to relive one yesterday and its happiness. When Joanna loved me, every town was Paris. Every day was Sunday. Every month was May. When Joanna loved me, every sound was music, music made of laughter. Laughter that was bright and gay. But when Joanna left me, May became December. But even in December, I remember her touch, her smile, and for a little while she loves me. And once again it's Paris, Paris on a Sunday.
Second Scott Walker track, which is from an album of his called Scott Walker Sings Jacques Brel, and of course I'm a big Jacques Brel fan, very, very cool. I'm just trying to work out which one to play. I think I'll play Next. Next is self-explanatory. It's from a musical which is done off Broadway called Jacques Brel Is Alive and Well and Living in Paris. But the irony there is I only ever heard of Jacques Brel the day he died, because what was it called? 2JJJ with the ABC radio station at the time played Jacques Brel all night because it was Jacques Brel had died of lung cancer. And oddly enough, that's when I found out about Jacques Brel. Now, this track is called Next. The lyrics are by Mort Schumann. The translated French lyrics are by Mort Schumann, but the music itself is by Jacques Brel. And it's a very unusual track about a very unusual situation, and it's got a real kind of hysteria about it and a trauma about it, and it's like nothing else you're going to hear on this or any other podcast, I suppose. But anyway, Next, which was also done as a cover, even crazier, by the sensational Alex Harvey Band, which is a band you really should try to find some tracks of. But this is Next, sung by Scott Walker.
Naked as sin, an army towel covering my belly. Some of us blush, somehow knees turning to jelly. Next, next. I was still just a kid, there were 100 like me. I followed a naked body followed me. Next, next. I was still just a kid when my innocence was lost in a mobile army whorehouse, gift of the army, free of cost. Next, you're next. Me, I really would have liked a little touch of tenderness, maybe a word, just a smile, some instant happiness. But no, no, next, next. Oh, it wasn't so tragic. The high heavens didn't fall, but how much at that time I hated being there at all. Next! Next! Now I always will recall the brothel truck, the flying flags, the queer lieutenant who slapped our asses as if we were fags. Next, your next. I swear on the wet head of my first case of gonorrhea, it's his ugly voice that I forever hear. The next, next, that voice that stinks of corpses, of whiskey and of mud. It is the voice of the nations, that thick voice of blood. Next, next. And since then, each woman I've taken to bed seems to laugh in my arms and a whisper through my head. Next, next. All the naked and the dead should hold each other's hands as they watch me scream at night in a dream no one can understand. Next, next. And when I'm not screaming in a voice grown dry and hollow, I stand on endless naked lines of the following and the followed. Next, next. One day I'll cut my legs off and burn myself alive. Anything, I'll do anything to get out of line just to survive. A never to be next. Oh, never to be next, next.
Now it's time for some actual movie music, which, yes, I know, it's a movie podcast. How dare I put in movie music into a musical episode? But I'm going to anyway. This one was actually from a movie and from a TV series that was very popular in the early 1960s. It's a kind of upbeat and up-tempo version of the theme. Now, it's by Nelson Riddle, who did a lot of movie music. He worked with Sinatra, but with a whole bunch of different people. Really great composer and arranger. But this is his upbeat version of The Naked City, which I really like because it's perfect driving in the countryside kind of music. You put this one on when you're driving in the countryside and you just groove to it. But as I said, it's an updated version, it's an up-tempo version, and it's probably my favourite version of the song. All the other ones I've heard are kind of slower and orchestral and very kind of ponderous, but this one definitely is not that.
Thank you.
Next one is from one of my favourite movies, and I say that only about a few films, and it is the David Raxon's soundtrack, well, theme tune. It is the David Raxon theme tune from 2 Weeks in Another Town, which I really like. It's very MGM sounding. It's from 1962. I've talked about the movie on a podcast. If you haven't seen 2 Weeks in Another Town, I recommend it. It was torn to shit by the studio, unfortunately, and it would have been a much, much better film had the intention of the director, Vincente Minnelli, been fulfilled. But nonetheless, I like the movie a lot. I like stories of redemption, and this is definitely one of those. I like David Raxon's music. I'm very fond of him as a movie composer. And this is the theme from 2 Weeks in Another Town. Okay, it's about time I did some Hitchcock. I haven't done any Hitchcock music in these movie music podcasts. Sorry if I'm kind of sounding slurred a bit, but it's getting late in the evening. And if I look over my shoulder, wow, sorry. I'm looking over the skyline of Perth, the city of Perth, and I just saw lightning flash in the distance. It was very, very cool and very beautifully timed. But yeah, I can look over my shoulder and see the city of Perth through the sliding doors and the balcony of the hotel room I'm staying at. It's one of those kind of settings where, yeah, it's got a kind of this sort of 1960s Mad Men look about it. The city skyline seen through the balcony windows of a hotel room. So that's where I am at the moment. But yeah, so back to Hitchcock anyway. I'm going to do the theme music, Nicholas Roche's theme music from Spellbound. And the reason I'm going to do that is it's got theremin in it. And I love theremin music, that kind of eerie 1950s electronica kind of stuff. I really groove on that. And this is a slightly long track, but this is Nicholas Roche's main theme from Spellbound.
Thank you.
Now, going back to being a Francophile for a while, I know I've talked about this guy before, Boris Vian. Boris Vian's the only author who ever had a heart attack when he first saw the movie adaptation of one of his novels. Happened in 1959. He had a bad heart, so it wasn't just the movie that did it. But the story goes that Vian was watching a movie adaptation of one of his crime novels. He was very much an Americanophile. He was kind of one of those French guys who like gangster films and things like that. And he wrote some very interesting French gangster novels. And he stood up, shouted abuse at the screen, and dropped dead of a heart attack. Now, my friend Ivor Cole, with whom I used to do the ABC radio gig, recommends that I try to find some of Boris Vian's novels and read them, because he highly recommends them, and I will take Ivor's recommendation. So I really should do that, and find English translations of Boris Vian's crime novels so I can enjoy those as well. But this one is one of my two favourite tracks. The other one is Je Bois, which means I drink, and it's a very kind of cynical look at alcoholism. But this particular one is called Je Suis Snob, which means I'm a snob. And even if you don't understand French, you can kind of get the gist of it from the way he puts it across. So this is the late, great Boris Vian with Je Suis Snob.
Je Suis Snob. Je Suis Snob. Je Suis Snob. C'est vraiment le seul défaut que je gobe. Ça demande des mois de turbin, c'est une vie de galérien. Mais quand je sors avec Hildegarde, c'est toujours moi qu'on regarde. Je suis snob, foutrement snob. Tous mes amis le sont, on est snob et c'est bon. Chemise organdie, chaussures de zébu, cravate d'Italie et méchant complet vermoulu. Un rubis au doigt, deux pieds, trois celui-là, les ongles tout noirs et un très joli petit mouchoir. Je vais au cinéma voir des films suédois et j'entre au bistrot pour boire du whisky à gogo. J'ai pas mal au foie, personne fait plus ça. J'ai un ulcère, c'est moins banal et plus cher. Je suis snob, c'est bat. Je m'appelle Patrick, mais on dit Bob. Je fais du cheval tous les matins, car j'adore l'odeur du crottin. Je ne fréquente que des baronnes, au nom comme des trombones. Je suis snob, excessivement snob. Et quand je parle d'amour, c'est tout nu dans la cour. On se réunit avec les amis tous les vendredis pour faire des snobismes parties. Il y a du coca, on déteste ça, et du camembert qu'on mange à la petite cuillère. Mon appartement est vraiment charmant, je me chauffe au diamant, on ne peut rien rêver de plus fumant. J'avais la télé, mais ça m'ennuyait, je l'ai retournée de l'autre côté, c'est passionnant. Je suis snob. Ah ah. Je suis ravagé par ce microbe. J'ai des accidents en Jaguar. Je passe le mois d'août au Plumard. C'est dans les petits détails comme ça que l'on est snob ou pas. Je suis snob, encore plus snob que tout à l'heure. Et quand je serai mort, je veux un soir de chez Dior.
Okay, from that we go to something different. A 1960s movie theme from a movie that everyone's forgotten called Promise Her Anything. The only thing it's got going for it is the fact that the theme song was sung by Tom Jones. And it's kind of poppy and it's very 1960s. Tom Jones did a few different movie themes. Of course, he did Thunderball, he did What's New Pussycat, and he did this one, Promise Her Anything. And it's kind of got a certain 1960s joie de vivre about it, and it's a light-hearted kind of Tom Jones, not that kind of bombastic over-the-top stuff, but Not too bad, and I found this one while searching for something else, as you often do. Serendipitous discovery is a great way of finding new music. I was looking for something else, and I found this one. I thought, yeah, I could put this on my playlist. I kind of like it. And it's one of those tunes that's very much of its time, but doesn't really suffer because of that. It's just a recognition that it was created for and in a certain piece of the 1960s. And it's not a bad thing for that either, but I kind of like this one. Anyway, here it is. Promise or anything.
She doesn't really want things that you can never get. Still, every now and then, maybe she'll complain a bit because she feels upset. She only wants you to tell her that you love her. So if she wants you to turn winter into spring, promise her anything. She's dreaming of, promise her anything. She'll be happy if she only gets your love. She has a lot of dreams, and you can make them all come true. Cause all she really wants is to know you care for her the way she cares for you. So why not promise her rubies, even diamonds? She'd trade them all for a plain golden wedding ring. Promise her anything she's dreaming of. Promise her anything. She'll be happy if she only gets your love. Well, you can promise her the moon when the sun is bright, and promise her the sun when you're out at night. Promise her the world and promise her. She doesn't want the moon, just love will do. Promise you anything, but don't you ever let her get away from you. Or you can promise her the moon when the sun is bright, and promise her the sun when you're out at night. Promise her the world and promise her the wish in your command. And you discover soon doesn't want the moon, just love will do. Promise you anything, but don't you ever let her get away from you.
Okay, a couple more tracks. I'm going to do one which is a bit from, let's see, what am I going to do? I'm just going to work out which one I'm going to do next because there are so many choices here. Betty Hutton, interesting person. She did play Annie Oakley in Annie Get Your Gun, originally going to be played by Judy Garland, who became ill, which probably means that she had some kind of a breakdown related to drug use. But this is Betty Hutton's 1950 version of a song I first knew from the Nat King Cole version of it. And it's called Orange Coloured Sky, and I like it. It's kind of fun. It's a novelty tune in a way, but not too bad for that.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky, flash, bam, alakazam, wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange-colored view, flash, bam, alakazam, I gotta look at you. One look and I yelled, timber! Watch out for flying glass! Then the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out. I went into a spin and I started to shout, I've been hit! This is it! This is it! IT it!
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye. Flash, bam, alakazam, out of an orange colored sky. When love came and hit me in the eye. Flash, bam, alakazam. Wonderful, you came by. Out of an orange colored purple spotted pretty green and polka dotted sky. Flash, bam, alakazam and goodbye.
Now, for something totally, totally different, I grabbed a whole bunch of tunes out of an album called The Best of New Orleans Jazz. And this one is by a guy called Benny Spellman, about whom I know absolutely nothing. And it's called Lipstick Traces on a Cigarette. Now, that's a very evocative name for a song. It gives you a little bit of an idea about what the song's about. And play a version of These Foolish Things, which starts out as an old French letter with a lipstick traces. It's kind of like that, but Lipstick Traces on a Cigarette by Benny Spellman. It's kind of cool, and I'm going to have to see if I can find a little bit more of Benny Spellman's stuff, because I do like this track.
Your pretty brown eyes, your wavy hair, I won't go home no more, 'cause you're not there. I'm telling you now, like I told you before, I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more. Lipstick traces on a cigarette, every memory lingers with me yet. I've got it bad, like I told you before. I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more.
Won't you come on home?
Oh, won't you come on home?
Won't you come back home?
Oh, won't you come back home? I'm crazy about you, can't do without you. Oh, won't you come on home? Lipstick traces on a cigarette, every memory lingers with me yet. I've got it bad, like I told you before. I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more. Like I told you before, I'm so in love with you, don't leave me no more.
Leave me no more.
Don't leave me no more.
Leave me no more.
Don't leave me no more.
Leave me no more.
Don't leave me no more.
I'm going to finish up with something a little bit different for me, and It's one of the songs from an Elvis Presley movie that's not really as embarrassing as a lot of other songs from Elvis Presley movies. It's from one of his very early films, King Creole. And just to get it done with, this is the theme track from King Creole, and it shows Elvis Presley before he was dumbed down by Colonel Tom Parker and by MGM and by doing those endless silly 1960s movies that he did. This is kind of raw and raunchy 1950s Elvis Presley.
And roll. He's a guitar man with a great big soul. He lays down a beat like a ton of cola. He goes by the name of King Creole. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, 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 out of hip-shaking King Creole. When the king starts to do it, it's as good as done. He holds his guitar like a Tommy gun. He starts to growl without any throat. He bends a string and that saucy roach. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on the pole. You know he's gone, 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 at a pack of chicken King Creole. He sings a song about a crawdad hole. He sings a song about a jelly roll. He sings a song about a pork and greens. He sings some blues about a New Orleans. You know it's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know it's gone, 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 and a pack of chicken King Creole. Something evil, then he plays something sweet. No matter how he plays, you gotta get up on your feet. And when he gets a rockin' fever, baby, heaven sinks. He don't stop playing till his guitar breaks. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on a pole. Yeah, you know he's gone, 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 out of him shaking King Creole. Yeah, go. You know he's gone, gone, gone.
Now, that's about it for this time around. I won't have the credits, unfortunately. I don't have them with me, and I haven't got time to download them. But anyway, the credits will be back once I get back on track and get back home. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed listening to the music one recorded in quite a hurry on the other side of the continent. Anyway, I'll be back next week with a music version of Martian Drive-In Podcast. And I may even download it this, may even upload it, sorry, this weekend if I can get it done. But in the meantime, look after yourselves. Don't forget the Patreon campaign, patreon.com/paleocinema. And I will be back next time around with Paleo Cinema Podcast with a proper two movie podcast. So I'm sorry that this one was done this way. I didn't want to do a music one this time, but things got away with me, and I've been having so much fun over here, running up and down the coast and having a great time and eating some very good food and drinking some really good coffee. Perth's coffee culture has really taken off lately, so I'm quite happy with the quality of the brew here. But anyway, take care of yourselves, and I will be back very, very soon with something entirely different. Bye.
Shooting skeet while you're riding out the heavies all day. First wave, don't get tired. Second wave, aim higher. Third wave, pull in tired.
Street surfing,
it's alright.
We're waxing down our surfboards and loading up our traps. Tell the teacher we're shooting, we're never coming back.
Second wave,
pull up a strap and surf it.
Third wave,
how is that?
Could be.